Yes. I know y'all missed us because we missed y'all. We look so forward to doing this show.
We do.
We thoroughly enjoy our show. Welcome to the G Spot.
Y'all be pumping us up too. Y'all be calling us like, we love the show.
I know.
We be cheesing. We be like, girl, we the shit. We need to.
We do. We screenshot each other. Look, girl. She said, I fucks with y'all. I'm like, okay, we out here. They listening. They tuning in. And that feel good, y'all, for real, because we normal people. So, if you see us out or you holler at us or you call in, be normal. You know, don't be out there being them weirdos.
Yeah, don't send a text talking about your show was great. I'm like,
where the fuck
is this nigga at? Like, don't do that. Just say hi. Yeah.
Right. Don't be at the show and then his nigga up 3 days later. Like, dang, you could have spoke. I'm right here.
That shit is kind of scary.
It'd be weirdos though, y'all. But even our peers, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just weird. Just standing over there, little peripheral looking, waiting for you to say something to him. Look, I'm cool. Say something. I speak. But don't be over there looking retarded and shit.
They don't want us to know that they watching us. That's why.
Like you waiting to get a, I don't know what that, it's a weird, awkward thing, you know?
Yes,
but
a lot of shit going on.
It is a lot of shit going on. So the G today for G Spot gonna stand for gone, because we don't know how long we got it with Trump talking all this bullshit, you know what I'm saying? They gonna blow our ass up.
They are.
You cannot just be that person, dog. Like, really?
He called that nigga a little rocket boy. You seen that shit? Oh, that little rocket boy say anything, they gonna be gone.
Yep.
That's a threat. Nigga, what?
Same.
And he said, he said Trump just declared war on us. That sound like war to me, Trump. I mean, you don't, come on, bro. Like, you disrespectful in a whole nother way. This nigga gonna forget about his country and just, that's so disrespectful. I'd have sent the bomb as soon as he called me Lil Rocket Boy.
For real. You know what? Detonate that motherfucker. Detonate
yeah,
it.
Right
it.
Now.
Right now.
Fuck it. This nigga turn it up. Just, it's crazy.
And it's crazy because they have allowed this man to be in this position. And I think a lot of people who, you know, kind of opened that gate for him to go on in there didn't even realize how terrible, and you know, of a person this guy is. And he's literally like worse than me.
He like that homie you can't take nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, the, you know, the homie that always like get too drunk.
You
or,
love him to death, but you can't take him nowhere.
You can't take him nowhere. He offending people at the place you didn't took him. Like, you can't take him nowhere.
You're going to have to fight. You're going to have to. Like,
exactly.
It's going to be an issue, you know.
Yes,
like, off top.
Definitely.
It's
crazy.
It's really. Because I want to make a joke, but it's really not funny. This
I didn't know. I mean, because I try not to watch the shit. And when I seen that this morning, because I was watching The View because 50 Cent was on there.
Okay, 50.
And he was pumping up the show that's coming on Wednesday.
That my friend is on it. That's motherfucker. 50 Cent, your bitch. Don't hear my nigga.
So I saw it on The View. Like, I saw what they were talking about. And I was like, he said what? And I was like, damn, I ain't even got no doomsday shit in the house. Like,
and then even, like, I know we not even supposed to be there yet, but I know that NFL stuff, even with that, like, today is the Cowboys game. And, you know, I'm just hoping one of them have some balls and, like, just be like, fuck it, then fire me. You know the way he, like, if anybody don't do, Jerry Jones is talking shit like he's Donald's best friend in this
movie. I think they shouldn't have played. Like, I mean, I know niggas need their money, but don't y'all get sick days? I think y'all should have ran y'all sick days out just to hurt them. You know, the taking the knee not going to hurt that money. If they don't play, the fans going to want their money back. Everybody is going to want their money back.
Yep.
Like, somebody petty going to want their shoes back.
And that's the real way you protest, not just by taking a knee and locking arms. It's really by saying, you know what, fuck you. You don't run me. This a job like any other job. I done got fired from every job I've ever had.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do what the fuck I feel. You know what? I ain't going to make it to work today.
And we have the talent. I'm telling you, like, if we wanted to start our own leagues, niggas would come. If you build it, they're going to come. Like, even the white people going to come.
I need one real one on the Cowboys.
Everybody going to get tired of white football.
Because people tired of anything that's all white. You know what I'm saying?
White football not even going to be exciting. Like, it's like white basketball. It's not going to be no more dunks, no more fucking nothing, nigga. It's going to be nothing.
They can dunk some of them. But the point is, like, you know, there's some bullshit.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, so anyway, everybody ain't racist. Lil Harry finna get him some black booze.
Oh my God.
He marrying her. They can't sit together, but like they going places together where he sit in the front. The king. Over there in Europe, he dating a black girl from Crenshaw.
Prince Harry.
Yeah, he dating a sister. Like she mulatto. But she, you know what I'm saying? She pretty. Her mama lived on Crenshaw. She grew up on Crenshaw. I think she went to like some Ivy League schools and just stayed there. You know, you go Ivy League and you just.
I can see that because he the cool one. You know,
yeah, he the cool one.
Always getting low to chilling. You know what I'm saying? I like him.
But every time his brother has kids, I think he gets pushed further down.
That's what my auntie was saying. And they then he had another kid.
So now the kids are before him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
And so, it's rumored that that might not even be Charles's son because he looks so different. Look, he got hair and his brother don't. He got red hair and his brother don't.
They always, they so petty over there.
I know, so he got red.
Why you didn't say it when Diana was alive? It is, and he not by that Muslim man. Only white people.
Oh no,
have,
he's not bi.
Come on, man, he white. Only white people have red hair like that. That's a recessive gene. Like that gene is like you can't get rid of that.
Canelo got red hair. He looked like. Ooh.
I mean, some black people have red hair, but I'm saying like red hair is such a dominant gene.
Yeah.
Like they gotta be. It's from. It's Scottish. It's like that's his son. That's his son, man. That's his son.
Anyway, he's a cool one. So we big shout out to him. You know what I'm saying. Messing with the black.
So he really not gonna never get to the kingship. Cause if the so if they have kids, do we get pushed back to the kids?
Oh my god!
Oh my god! They did that on purpose. I don't want your black ass in there. Oh. That's why they low key allegedly. That's what happened to Diana. She was messing with that Muslim man. They didn't want them kids being raised by no. That's they black. I'm saying niggas.
Saying niggas.
Anyway.
So what's going on? How was your week?
I've been debating if I want to talk about this, you guys. Po like, talk. But, okay, I started nursing school this weekend.
Woo!
Because I'm going to finish this time. I think, allegedly, I'm going to finish this time. No, but it's cool. It's a cool school. I only have a couple of more weeks to do. If y'all don't know, I was going for my LVN. I stopped. You know, that's why my daddy had a heart attack. And I started back. And my dad has dated somebody that I know. Just put it like this. And,
oh my god, Pope.
It's always something, guys. It's just like, it's always something.
No,
like
Kamira's
how did you discover this? Wait, okay, so first of all, let's back up a little bit because you and your dad had a little pause going on.
Me and my dad had a,
and then you got into a little situation.
Yeah, me and my dad, we just haven't been getting along good. Right. And, you know, he was going to give me his house. I've been staying over there, but it just wasn't working. He wasn't moving fast enough, so we wasn't getting along. So apparently he said he was gonna, he, you know, he was like, I'm gonna get you your own house. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, really? I'm like, okay, whatever. I don't listen to stuff no more. I started working. Fuck this shit. I'm tired, right? So I introduced him to a realtor that I know. And
so that she could find a Kamira house. The point is, hey, go over here to my daddy, help him find a house for me. That's it. That's all you're supposed to be doing, okay? Point blank, period.
Four drinks of wine later.
Yeah.
I don't know, y'all. I don't know. I just...
She's stressed, y'all. And I would be stressed, too. I'm stressed that that motherfucker would even have a comment about my damn daddy, let alone be fucking him. I shoot you.
Oh, wow. So the realtor...
I don't know. I just know that I was told to stay out they motherfucking business. Or else. And I'm like, what? What?
What you up with?
So... It's a lot going on with me, so pray for me. Pray for my dad. As I'm open up more as the story turns. I don't want to say too much because I think I'm teetering right now. I think this nigga might kick me out the family.
Oh my god, stop it!
So was it his idea that you went back to nursing school?
Well, I did it. I mean, I wanted to be a nurse. It wasn't him. This is why I hate when my daddy picks up my dreams and then when I don't finish them, he get mad at me. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to be a nurse. And I slowed down a little bit and then I started doing comedy and I just fell in love with comedy and I never picked the nursing thing back up. But comedy is slow. Comedy, you don't know when your money is coming. So as an adult, I do think it would be good for me to have a degree. I've always thought that. So I'm going to go back and get it. And I don't need to be badgered about it. You know what I'm saying? But I am doing it for him just so he could be secure. And I'm doing it for me, too. I was mm-hmm. always going to do it for me. Mm-hmm. So that was my week.
That's what's up. I mean, you in school. And your daddy is out here wilding in these streets. I don't know. I don't know. I mean,
nigga. I don't know what to do. I will put this so nigga in old people jail.
So how long has your
look?
Dad been
look, that's why. That's
woman.
Why I'm tripping out because I don't know because I don't know how long the web has been woven.
Well, when did you introduce
like
him to?
A while ago? Like, and I
you had no idea. No. How did you find out?
He was saying things that I've never heard him say before in a bathroom. I went in the house and I opened up the door and he was in the bathroom saying he love you. He loved that person. He wants to spend his life with them.
He was on the phone with
him? Yeah. And, you know, I immediately got upset because I was like, do he got another kid? Because he ain't never said he loved me. Who the fuck are you talking to? Like, spend the rest of your life with me. Nigga, what the fuck is going on? Like,
oh, my God. Basically, Kamira bust down the wall of the rug bath, though, like, interrogated her daddy. And now.
Oh, did you?
Nigga.
And now.
I was about to just bust open.
You busted him like you was busting your dude.
Look, like, what's going on? Like, who you love, my nigga? Who you love? Who do you love? Like,
who you out here loving? Like, for real, because
no, I'm just getting hot because I'm talking about it, Poe. It ain't hot in here. She turned the air on. No, bitch, just stressed out.
That's that stress heat. Bitch, I forget.
That's that I don't know my future. I don't know what's going on.
That's why my life is falling apart. Like, what the fuck?
It's always something.
But it's all right because she look good, though, don't she, y'all? Look at my boob. I put that loud.
Precious always trying to make me. That's that aggression, she y'all. Did. I've been losing weight to stop being weight. Aggressive because I want to fuck everybody up. Like, just.
This. Nah, me too, because even that shit.
Yeah.
Yesterday, girl, look, now you done said your little piece now. Quit talking now because, you know, I'm trying to be a better person now.
Right.
Now, get your retarded ass off my page.
For
now.
Real.
Shit.
For real.
Now you done made your mistake. Now acknowledge it and keep pushing. Don't girl, type another
did you
paragraph.
See that shit, Poe?
Shit, I know I'm trying to be a grown woman, but I'm just saying, don't put nothing else. Like, F, Y. No, wait. Okay, I'm chill.
Man, because it's just...
Girl, look, I'm glad you got a job. Shout out to y'all girl, Pam. She got a job this weekend.
They all need stylists. I'm not, I know I don't dress right, but this lady looking kind of AARP over there. That's all I got to say.
Yes, that ain't
looking
not.
A little AARP-ish yeah. over there.
Not a little AARP, girl.
Yeah, it's looking a little AARP over there. But anyway, shout out to since we talked about, shout out to Tangie and her one woman show. I was gonna go to it, but
yeah, because we do like Tangie. Shout out to Tangie.
So I'm gonna come see. I told her I was gonna come see it last night, but I got caught up. But I'm definitely gonna go to the other one. It's on Sunday. So we're gonna definitely go to that one.
For sure. Yeah. Support your people.
And pray for me, y'all. So
yeah, I pray for.
So you're back to the nursing thing. You're not afraid of blood, and you can do all that. You're cool.
Yeah, I'm good. I think the only thing I might have a problem with is a kid. Because, I mean, if I seen a kid hurt just because I have a kid, like ran over or something, I don't think I could take that one.
Oh, my God.
But I'll try. Like, if they sick or something or throwing up, I could do all that. I could clean up, throw up. I'm not grossed out like that. So.
I am. Oh, my God. I can't take it. Oh, Lord.
How was your week, Precious? What did you do?
My week was good. What did I do? I had a show, and it was good.
Oh, yeah. The one you were at the Improv last
yes.
Monday.
I was.
Oh, she killed that.
Thank you, boo. Boo came to see me. It was a nice-ass crowd. Yeah, everybody came out.
Everybody came out.
It was a good show. And then I've been working on shit, like writing some shit. So I done had a boring-ass week, but I did give me some, y'all.
What?
It wasn't that boring, bitch.
Oh, my God.
We put in a little time. You got to make time for yourself.
Treat yourself. Don't treat yourself.
She like, yeah, come over a little later.
Got my little dose, too, if my skin glowing, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying?
You look beautiful.
Thank you. And, yeah, y'all, I got this play coming up. This is my issue. Okay, because, you know.
I like the play. I was kicking it with her.
She came to the play rehearsal with me, yeah.
Uh-huh. When's the play?
The play is October 13, 14, 15.
You think the play busy. People listening? Can I be messy?
What? People might be listening, but go ahead, fuck it. We on the show.
I'm just saying, like, the dude that's supposed to be the abuser, I'm not scared of him. I am so not scared of him. He needs to get his abuse up. He needs to get his abuse level up. Like,
and the thing is,
it's soft.
Oh, wait, you better get over there. Oh, like, nigga, you the top is, bitch, get your ass over there. Like,
with all due respect, at least the bitch you talking to don't look like me and Kamira. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she is like a little timid, but I wouldn't even be scared if I was her.
Oh, my God.
Like, but he needs to put some bass in his voice.
My thing is, it's a good play, and it's cool, and the cast, and all this. My thing is just like, I'm so used to doing just comedy by myself that it's like, now I got to learn these lines. We supposed to be off book today. Rehearsal is from 4 to 6 today.
Precious was supposed to be off book last week. Wait, let's... She said it like she's stressed out. We supposed to be all booked today. Bitch, you supposed to be all booked last week.
So you know what I'm saying? I'm not off book. They told me, bring your outfits that you go wear because we're going to have a dress rehearsal. I done took a picture of a couple of things at my house. Oh, like,
shoot. No, I got kicked out of a play too.
Hey, don't be saying too, bitch. I ain't kidding.
I was just saying, like, no, I didn't like it. But your lines, you could improv. You need to tell them why you're funnier than them lines they wrote you.
I know. I just need to come in with them.
One more critique.
Here she go.
You guys should use let Precious punch up the script. Just a little. Just a little, because y'all jokes is a little. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know Precious, you can put. They need us. Yeah, y'all need a bitch like her. Oh my shit God. Would go worldwide if y'all let her punch up that script. Like, I mean, it was a good play.
It's a good play.
Like, if y'all just had a couple of more of them, like, it was good. It was good. So y'all need her.
Hopefully she can get them words out because, baby, I got shit to do. I'm going to miss a few days. I got to go out of town. You know what I'm saying? I'm just sitting here like, I hope that I can produce because I don't want to be a... Like, I can fuck up by myself on stage and that's on me. But, you know, you got a whole cast like, where's your line? Bitch, look now. Shit.
And they not quick, too. Even if you was funny in improv and they would still be looking for that one line so they could go.
I know, but these like, are professionals.
Never said never.
Like, look, and we are her mad because they professionals and we booting it. I mean, damn, you can't tell. I was through with the line. Come on in.
No, but I get it. But it's a good play though. It's a good. I like it. If it wasn't, I'd be like, don't do it. It's no. I liked it though. I love it.
Yeah. It's a good play. I just hope
is
I
it can. Your first one?
No, I did a play in the Hollywood Fringe Festival. I think a couple of years ago. Called I laugh at my own jokes. That's when I met Tim McTyre. You know.
Damn, that should be me. That's why I'm laugh at all my own
trailer.
That's funny. Oh, okay.
I met a lot of people doing that little thing. Yeah. Now that was some bootleg shit. I can tell you that, boy. Like, woo. I was like, wait a minute. Like, this I'm doing title. Professional.
I laugh at my own jokes.
Yeah, that was the name of it.
I think most people who start off doing plays, it graduates because you've seen how Tyler Perry kind of...
Movie.
Yeah, he moved up. But, Precious, you showed us a picture of a guy you met that said that Michael Jackson...
No, me.
Kamara D.
Me? Yeah, no. Oh, okay. So, look, guys. I Ubered here, right? And the guy in the back was like, you know, I'm in the entertainment industry too. You know how these Uber people are, right? So
was he like, driving the Uber? Or you were in the car with him?
No, he was driving the Uber.
Okay.
Oh, I'm bougie. I don't Uber pool.
Oh no, we don't do that pool.
No, I don't like riding with people in the car that I know.
Right, you got to stop at people's house. And
yeah, and then they know where. Mm-mm. But the guy said that he was a singer back in the day, and they're trying to make a movie about him because him and Michael Jackson used some of the same. You know, like, I guess some of the same people. Mm-hmm. So he said that when Michael seen his album cover, Michael stole it from him and used it, right? So at first I was going to pop off on him because I was like, don't be talking about my cousin while I'm in the backseat of the car.
Look at the picture, y'all. Because y'all know that's Kamara's cousin, Michael Jackson. But look at this picture. He do got a little point here. Look
no,
at
I swear. I was like, yo. I said, this is funny. This needs to be a look, I'm all clown. I'm like, is this going to be a comedy? What if it was like a documentary? And I'm like, is this going to be a comedy? Because it's the funniest shit I ever seen in my life. So you can Google him. His name is Alfonso Jones with a Z. He said with a Z.
Do we got the date he took that picture on?
Girl, I told him, I said, I'm talking about this on a radio show, so if you need to Morris Media
say,
Live.
Look
this
just
is
like that picture, y'all.
Nigga.
Look.
That's the, what was that? The
awesome, Thriller.
The Thriller album?
Yes. And I think low-key, I don't know. I think Michael had a little crush on him because I feel like...
Oh, my God. I can't tell. See, Kamara had you going and thinking she really finna take you somewhere. You know what I'm saying? It makes sense. And
no. No, look at him. Because right after the Thriller album, Michael started lightening his skin. And then I think he was looking at both the pictures like, I could get to look like... Like, that's the movie I would make if I was him. Look.
Oh, my God.
It looked like Michael's like... Because look, that's Michael's eyes. Like, I could see why he might have said, okay, I'm gonna light my skin and shorten my nose. Like, he wanted to look like bro.
My skin is short in my nose.
He wanted to look like, yeah. Nigga, that's hilarious.
That shit is crazy as hell, y'all. That's
a laugh. So anyway. It looks like Michael's second nose job, this guy.
This guy looked like he Michael's fourth cousin. You know what I'm saying?
I would have said something. I would have went right in front of the record company like, he stole my shit.
And they would have been like, get your crazy no-name ass out of here. Don't nobody know you, bitch. This is Michael Jackson.
So, yeah, it's interesting. This Uber people be having stories to tell. Boy, everybody's life is pretty much interesting, though. I know that was like the talk of the town back then.
Oh, my God.
He probably got a lot of bitches with that. You know Michael stole my shit.
Cause he sure got it on my show this morning. Shit,
cause I was in the backseat dying when I googled to see that picture. I lost it.
Yeah, he's on the OK Player site, and it says, who is Alfonso Jones?
See, he said, I was going to tell him to sing for me. Right now, he got one of those permanents that and he laid down. He's still cute, girl. He's still a little light-skinned cutie.
Got one of them permanents.
Yeah, she's the niggas that still be pulling people in the... at the post, girl. He popping.
All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick break.
Yes, we are.
Come right back and get into our stuff, because we got a couple of things to discuss as if we ain't been doing it already, but... We got a couple of more.
Yep. And I wanted to shout out to MC8 featuring the Lady of Rage and Premier. They got a new song out. I want to.
Gio.
Please. We'll be back.
We back, y'all. It has been some stuff going on. It's so crazy. Shit.
Where was this at first?
Welcome back, y'all. I'm Precious, and this is my girl.
Tamara White.
We out here, man. This NFL shit done blew me. You know, I'm really. We kind of touched on it already, but you know, Trump done got up there and said that bullshit. What'd he say?
They gotta get fired, sons of bitches.
They're all sons of bitches and should all be fired.
He need to be fired.
Oh my God.
Shoot this nigga, fam.
Shoot. For real, the words of Kevin Tate, shoot this nigga. Come on, get rid of him, y'all. This shit is crazy. He actually criticized the players who protest the national anthem in a speech he delivered on Friday in Alabama, basically saying they should fire the sons of bitches.
He would have to deliver that speech in Alabama.
Yeah.
And
our fucking Bama. God damn it.
And they applauded it, too.
And Kaepernick, oh, they lost it. They went nuts. That's the scary thing is, like, the support he has behind the bullshit he says and does. And even Kaepernick's mind was like, I guess that makes me a proud bitch. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes I think as, like, and I touched on this before, I don't even know why we get mad no more. We need to exodus this motherfucker. I've been said that, like, you know, it's not going to get no better. They teach this shit. They're teaching their kids to be. What you mean? It's a lot of other countries that like niggas.
Why should we have to leave?
I understand that, but because they run this motherfucker, that's why. And we're not doing what we need to do to put our people in position to run it. The Latinos are. They did it, but we're not doing
that. So going somewhere else is going to solve our problem.
It's not that. It's just that I don't want to pay taxes to a country that might shoot my son. Because he walking down the street with a Snickers. Mm-hmm. That will make me go to the Capitol building and just fucking pop off. Like, you're not going to shoot my son and then I'm just going to take that L. I don't take L's when I'm in relationships.
Look, these ain't even got to be long relationships.
No.
Oh, 2 weeks, you playing?
No, you shoot my son, I'm going to go right to the 77th Division with a pie that's going to blow the fucking station up. Like, no, I'm not about to do that. Like, it's too much. And just because we black, we born black.
I know.
That's why I be so mad about it. Like, I'll go to Belize, nigga, and start a fish farm.
Where do they welcome blacks is what we want to know.
Yeah.
No, but even there, they got their own stuff. They might not like us there. Like, these Americanized ass bitches. You know what I'm
saying? Well, I know that Ghana, if anybody wants to know, because I've really looked into it, Ghana said that because of their participation in the Atlantic trade, slave trade, that they would welcome black Americans who feel like they're being... you know, a victim of racism, and you could buy some land there and they would accept you as a citizenship. But I don't know if it's full citizenship or if it's partial citizenship, but you can get something.
Oh, well, that's cool, because that's what you really be wanting to know. Like, I know you be thinking, but you can still tell when you're different. Just like, we are black, yeah, but you know, that's an African black, or that's this one is black, or this or this that. You know, but anyway, the point is, Trump's an asshole. LeBron reached out and basically called him a bum, and a lot of people said a lot of shit, you know, and that was good because we need to take a stance. And even me being from Dallas, Texas, and being born watching football and the Cowboys, you know, I'm very disappointed in what Jerry Jones put out, basically saying that everybody on that team will stand or they will be fired, and he don't care who it is, and whoop-de-whoop, and this game is tonight. That's why I'm saying
it's Texas.
I need one real nigga on the team, fool, to stand up, fool, and be like, fuck this shit. I lose my job. I done lost jobs. Mm-hmm. I can't get another one. Mm-hmm. If I can't, I know I can open a business. I know I can live. You know what I'm saying?
And these black, these partial black owners, I don't know if it's black owners or I'm not really versed in the sports like that, but if there are black owners.
There are no black owners. There is one who is not black, and he stood with his team, the Jaguars coach. He stood arm in arm with his team at their game on yesterday. But that is no the only owners. One who is not white. Shit, and he like, you know, what is he up?
He said, nigga. Them our niggas. Them is our niggas.
I'm telling you, so it's real out here, y'all, and we need to just stop being niggas. They, I'm very disappointed.
Damn, I feel bad but you know, Texas Precious is like.
I know. But that's my point, though, still. Can't nobody tell Precious what to do, and I'm from Texas. Mm-hmm. He's like, tell me what I better not do. Mm-hmm. Anybody. Because I'm a. Shit, I don't care about no job. You know how many jobs I love? Nigga, like, fuck this job. Fuck you, Jerry. Damn, what? Suck my dick, Jerry. Fucking flag, Jerry.
No, but if they did that, he would have no choice. They would all have to do it. If he's that adamant about it, all y'all got to do it. He's not going to fire all y'all, but if it's one nigga, he gonna fire that one nigga. Don't let that one nigga get fired. I hate when niggas do that.
They already did that with Colin. But anyway, y'all call in. 323-293-3375. Shit. That's why, shit. But Colin, let us know what you think. And moving on, y'all, this is a weird ass story. Shit. Men break out of prison, steal from Dollar General, and then return their dumb ass to jail almost unnoticed.
They lost it. I probably would have did that. I need a Slurpee today, nigga.
You know, I'm finna run to the store right quick. I'll be right back.
Fuck this shit. I need a Snicker.
Oh, my God. A group of Holmes County, Mississippi inmates managed to break out of a local jail, then steal from a store, only to return behind bars on their own. Now, tell me that ain't about it.
So they really wanted to go to the store.
I have a video.
Oh my God. You know what happened? They had weed and no blunts.
Oh, my God. Oh my God, y'all, look, check this out.
I don't want to be on no camera.
Travis Baker, Levante Ellington, and Maurice Robertson let it be known Tuesday that they were not happy to see.
Where did they get their clothing from?
I'm turned on. These niggas is hilarious.
They went wrecked the jail. Like, I'm really.
Hey, come here. Hold on. I'm about to go to the store real quick.
What you need? You want some chips?
No, nigga. No, because they. No, I get it now. No, they just knew they could get out and get back in. They got out and got back in.
One of them bonded out.
That's how you know. That's that retarded ass thinking. No, they feel like we finna make a killing. Let's go back now. Like, nigga, y'all could have left.
Say they get used to that lifestyle. You see them handcuffed together, gang gang.
It's the hustle. It's the money. This is how you know niggas really need money. No, gang, they're gang, trying to gang, gang. They're trying to get their hustle on in jail. That's terrible.
Nah, they happy in there. Fool, they living the life. They getting fed. They getting shaved. Hey, some nigga
told me. A nigga told me that he was like, "Come here, it's fun in jail. Don't let these niggas fucking fool you." And I kind of looked at him like, what
my
that
brother,
mean?
Like for real, no people had called my brother and said that shit too. Like, say fool, it's poverty here. Fool, it can't be popping with that many dicks around you every day. Like, it can't be. It ain't that many security bitches in the world who gonna fuck you. Like, what are y'all doing that's fun? Each other?
That's what I was thinking. When he said jail is fun, I was like, I kind of got like...
Because you get to live that secret life. Yeah. Because you in there.
Why?
I heard motherfuckers don't waste no time. As soon as they go in jail, they gay. They don't even wait to get turned out of nothing. It's just in, suck a dick. Oh, ass niggas.
I'm dead. I cannot do this right now. I'm just trying to figure out how do you get fucked in your ass? Because I can't. Like, how do you?
Girl, easily they get fucked in their ass. Shit. Oh,
that shit hurt. like for real. Like I'm dead.
Yeah, it does.
You're killing me, Larry.
It ain't that much breathing in the world. What are we trying to breathe to achieve? Shit, like, this is the wrong hole. Shit.
Before we get to the serious story that you sent, Kamara, Justin Bieber made a post on his IG saying, I am a white Canadian and I will never know what it feels like to be an African American, but what I do know is I'm willing to stand up and use my voice to shine light on racism because it's a real thing and it's more prevalent now than I've ever seen it in my lifetime. We are all God's children and we are all equal.
All right, little Joe Osteen. Yeah. We're still preaching him, making a good effect on him.
I know. He is that who he follows now?
No, not Joe. It's got another little white dude. You be seeing him with on them pictures. They be real cozy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know because Justin was cool when I saw him.
Well, you know, Justin, he's influenced by black people. You could tell his music and all of that. Like,
well, he once was because him and Floyd fell out. He said to being around that. I guess somehow negatively, hear my dumb ass, negatively affected his journey with the Lord. I don't know, but they ain't cool no more.
Well, you know, he probably just got scared and he wanted to be a Christian. That's what happens when nobody's gonna hit a Christian.
Yes, they will.
I mean, like, the ones that go out and be praying for people, you're going to feel bad to, like, just hit them if he was just regular.
Yeah.
I'm like, ain't nobody going to go up and sock the shit out of Joel Osteen. I mean,
they would. You should have like let him in your church.
If you was a supremacist or something like that. I don't, like, that's what I be saying. Like when they were saying Joel Osteen, I'm like, girl.
I don't know why we expect so much out of people, you know? Yeah. Like, we got to lower our expectations, and that way you won't be that disappointed. Now.
Or expect nothing and just be appreciative of everything. That's how I play with my baby daddy. I don't expect nothing. I don't even think about him. And then when he come up with stuff, I'll be like, oh. It's easier like that. It's easier like that.
It really is. Because if you ask, you're like, oh, I'm going to see what I can do.
So that's good.
Yeah. All right, well.
I fucks with Justin.
I do like Justin. He has a good spirit.
I like him.
One time in the comedy club, he was very nice. So. That's cool. All right. I guess we're
gonna get into the serious stuff now.
Yeah, you sent Kamara sent this story the other day and she was passionate about. And so I actually reached out to the lady who the story is about. So she's gonna come possibly do a call in because she lives somewhere else. And so Kamara, you wanna talk about how you found the story and why you were passionate about it?
Well, I was going through something, but I'm just saying, like, no, but for real, I really am passionate about stuff like this because this is why I think that we all need to just be, people are selfish, is what I'm saying, and it's hard being in relationships, it's hard being a woman, it's hard, you know, trusting people, and this is the reason why it's hard, and I just shared this with Poe because I was like, this is the type of shit I be talking about, Poe. Like, this is, I know girls that have gone through certain things with men that have, you know, like, had everything taken away from them, have gotten stuff, have, like, lost their kids, just, like, all kind of stuff behind a man. So I just told her, you know, the story. I was passionate about it. Damn near made me cry when I read it, but I'm going to read it to you guys. And on another note, too. We just all need to be careful when we're having sex with people. Like, we need to protect ourselves. No matter if you love him and he say he's only fucking you, they always say that. And then, you know, they're not. And we always, as women, need to protect ourselves because they're not going to do it. They're selfish. They're not going to do it. So protect yourself. So anyway, the story is woman infected with HIV by husband on wedding night speaks out on Instagram 10 years later. Last month, Renee Lady Bird Burgess.
Don't read the whole thing. Just paraphrase it.
Okay. Well, basically, okay.
Because it's long.
Okay. Well, basically, this lady shared on Instagram that she was, commemorating her 10 years of being infected with HIV. She shared her story. She was infected at 24. She was dating a guy and.
She was dating a guy and before they got married. There was kind of conflict on whether she had she never had unprotected sex with him before
never.
They got married, or there was never. Another story that she never had sex with them. That was their first time having sex on their wedding night, and then she later found out that he gave her HIV and he lied about it. Her mom even tried to step in and warn her, and she didn't pay attention.
Sleeping with men and women.
Mm-hmm. He was sleeping with men and women. And he infected a whole bunch of other girls, too.
Mm-hmm.
So she's been living with, her name is, they call her Lady Bird, Renee Lady Bird Burgess. And she just recently came out last month to commemorate 10 years of living with HIV. And she's an activist now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought it would be kind of cool to have her on the show and just kind of tell her story. So we'll keep you posted on that one.
Woo,
I'm going to have to be strong that day. You know, I cry over anything.
I'm just saying, like, dang, on your wedding night, duh. Like, you just, like.
But I think that people need to trust and love. Like, if this girl, like, my whole thing is, like, I'm a nice person. I don't know if I would sleep with him. If he had HIV, I'd probably be scared, but. Tell people, like, at the end of the day, make them make that choice. Somebody might love you enough to deal with it. I've heard of stories like that where, you know, oh, he has herpes, he told me, and I'm still going to be with him. And they don't care. Yeah, and then we just protect ourselves. I'm glad he didn't give it to me, and I love him that much more for telling me. You know what I'm saying? Trust in people's heart. Like, trust he could have told her, like, somebody gave me HIV and I don't want to be alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want a family. Can we just have protected sex and through our whole marriage? You know what I mean? Just love me. You don't know what that person might do, but you gonna kill him? You gonna give him a disease? That's not love, bro.
And he must, up to what sentencing. Kind of
man was he to have had sex with over 100 people?
A man that got mad at the world and he didn't go get it fixed. And he wanna do what was done to him to everybody else. And that's why it's scary.
And that's what it said.
And that's why these niggas be out here living these fake ass lives. Like, what if that could have been done to any of us?
All the way up to sentencing, he was lying. All the way up.
And men really be having, like, you know,
he was lying all the way up to sentencing, but the judge busted him out and said, hey, we have a recording mm-hmm. of you admitting you have
in 2002
HIV.
But that's why it's a law now. You know, if you find out you have a disease and you sleep with a whole bunch of women and it's not protected and you give it to them, and because this recorded, see, when you get a
disease,
that's
what Usher is going through.
Yes, yeah, the Center for Disease Control. And then if you don't go get your medicine, do you remember that story I told you?
What?
I was dating somebody. I'm not going to say their name. I was dating somebody. And his daughter had gonorrhea, right? She was supposed to go get a couple of shots, right? She missed the shot, and the motherfucking health department came to my house.
Huh.
That's how serious it is. Wow. Bitch, you missed your shot, bitch. And you around here infected like a motherfucker.
Wow.
And I was like, drops the soap. Like, I could not believe it. I could not believe they came to my house looking for her. That shit is serious because it's a disease. They put that sexually transmitted in front of it to, like, lighten the shit.
No,
but in your mind you be like, it's just an STD, bitch. No, you got a disease, bitch. It's a disease.
What type of motherfucker don't go get, like, if they tell you you got something, who don't go get that shot?
Everybody. People just thinking that they fine. She feel fine. She a kid. She young.
I do know somebody who did that too. Like, you knew someone right with you, girl. Then you go like, it just went away.
And
sometimes
you be scared. Like, sometimes you gotta process that shit. Sometimes you be like, I'm gonna go next week.
It's a difference between being scared and not doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a difference.
Yeah.
Shit.
They're making comments in the chat room about when you get married, you're supposed to take a blood test. Well, when I read the article, she said she regretted not looking at the results.
Oh, she had them and she didn't look at them?
Yes.
That's some shit I would do.
She had his results?
I mean, just thinking the nigga don't got it. Because, why? I mean, just like on some...
Oh, no, we got to look at daddy. His wife did that. I remember, you know, like, I remember being like, you're going to the doctor before. You know, niggas be nervous.
I know, you do. I would have went before we went together. You're not finna catch me up like that. I'm going to go first, and then we going to go together.
You know what I'm saying? But they did. I remember, like, oh, y'all really love each other. They said, you're going together. That's cool.
But, yeah, we're going to get her on, because I understand she has, like, 4 kids, so we want to know if her kids are cool, if she's cool, how she, I mean, she's so 10 sad. Years and she's
You know, they you can't give it to your kid unless you breastfeed, because your kid has his own set of
the baby's in the womb.
No. You know, no, for real.
No, I know. I've seen, like, for example, Eazy-E, his widow or their child does not have it.
Mm-mm. And she was humping him too. But same thing with Magic. Cookie didn't get it.
So yeah, it's mainly transmitted through the
because what they don't know is that's why anal sex is so dangerous, because you're in somebody's small intestines. Your butt is blood in there. That's why when you boo boo too hard, you might. I'm just saying, because I went to nursing school this weekend. But I've been to nursing school, and I'm telling you, it's a straight, like, shot to the bloodstream.
Paul in the chat room, to answer your question, he had HIV, I think, long before they
got married.
They got married.
They had HIV a lot. What was that thing?
See, and then when you feel like something just ain't right with somebody, mm-hmm. when you're like, why are you hiding something? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, what's going on with you? Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
That shit is scary, bro.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Really
got to
be careful.
So, all right. Strap it up.
Yeah. Make sure you look out for yourself. I know it's mine.
I know.
But ain't nobody's.
Don't
nobody
like using condoms, but we got to use them. Let's just keep the shit real. Like, but you got to use them, though.
Yep. Strap up. But y'all ready?
We got to.
Yeah, I know what time it is. That's the advice letter music, baby.
Ooh, get it on time.
Hi, John. It's time for my favorite potion of the show. You hear me? Favorite. Advice letter. Yes, where everybody calls in, sends us a letter about their issue, and we give you our expertise advice because we are experts. Yeah. All right, here we go. Hey, ladies. I have been in a couple of relationships.
Okay.
Let's get it popped in. The first relationship, me and the girl were together a few years. Okay. We were in love, so I thought. She ended up cheating on me with one of my friends. I was crushed. The next girl I dated, I couldn't really open up and trust her. So she ended up cheating on me with the guy she works with. So I stopped dating for a while. Recently, I thought I'd give it another try. I met a very attractive woman at a work conference. We've been dating for a couple of months now, and she seems really into me. I've never been a controlling person. I didn't mind my girlfriends going out with their friends, but now I can't help but think that's when they cheat. My new girlfriend said she was going out with her friend to a sip and paint party. I happened to follow her friend's timeline on IG and didn't see my girl in any of the pics from the party. And for some reason, this made me suspicious. So I started snooping and found dick pics in her phone. I don't know if they're old pics or what. I haven't said anything about it because I want her thinking I don't trust her and she run off. So two questions. One, should I ask her about the pics? And two, how do I handle my trust issues? Thanks, ladies. Love. You can't trust a big button to smile. I guess the girl's poison. No, she ain't. Your ass is a damn girl. That's the problem. Look at the shit you doing. I happened to follow her friend's timeline, so did I start stalking.
Yeah, you're a little extra gay.
Like, is you gonna trust her or not? Did she come home with a painting or no? You know what I'm saying?
Niggas send us dick pics every day. From like sun up to sundown. I mean, y'all I get one every day. It's like an inspirational message they sending out. Like every day I get a dick pic, I swear.
And so you asking her about a dick pic is basically saying I went through your shit, which is basically telling her you a soft ass dude. You know what I'm saying? Because real ones are so confident that whatever you're doing, they not finna look for it. Like either you know you whack, that's why the other two bitches left you. You know what I'm saying? Your dick game trash. You know what I'm saying? Probably. And you know, you try to hold down, but clearly something is wrong with you. It's not them. And especially that you doing all this. Like, I think you need to look on the inside. You gotta love yourself first. And that way maybe you can handle these women a little better.
That's the message. I know she said a lot of foul shit before that, but the message is look within yourself. And you will find out, okay?
What area code is 405?
I don't know.
Okay. But yeah, so that's our advice to you, baby. Look, you got to make a little more sense when you send us these letters because suspicious. Some reason that may be suspicious. You know your girl. What?
Why are you following her home, girl, in the first place?
First and foremost.
Insecure.
Why are you on my friend's page?
I know. I said that I trust people until they give me a reason not to trust them. And see, then I'll do. Then I'll do something.
And sometimes doing that you lose because sometimes I have to let people know what the fuck is you doing.
It
what
sounds like that? He's bringing baggage from his old
relationship.
His first relationship for one.
That's what I'm saying. He had to get right with himself first and get to that point where you can be secure because can't nobody stop you from that. Like, that's your own. That's in your own head. Like, you're going to forever be just paranoid if you don't have that peace.
Yeah.
It's a horrible life to live. But what's up with you, Paul? How was your week?
Dick pics don't mean that the girl is cheating. Like,
dick pics definitely don't mean that.
It don't mean that.
Yeah, my week was good. I've been picking up new shows. I'm grateful for that.
Five.
They're coming in this week to start on the renovations of the studio.
Double whammy.
I know. How was Shelly and their show was good?
Oh, they're so cool. But I had to, you know, give them some direction. Right. Speaking of that, we have an LGBT show on now called Les Talk, hosted by Shelly and Big Mickey.
That's what's up.
And they came in on their first night, and Big Mickey pulled out Jerome.
Oh, my gosh. She brought a dick.
And I told her, we ain't doing that.
I hate Mickey.
Mickey funny as hell, man. That little girl is
no,
funny.
It's like they're like the opposite lesbians. Like, Shelly want to be in love. Mickey want to fuck hoes. Like, it's like... Shelly like, why the bitches don't let me love them? And Mickey like, bitch, get on, bitch. Like,
Mickey running through these hoes.
Yeah, she running through these hoes. She got drawers. She might got a Steve up there. Look.
She's like, oh, my bad, my bad. I'm like, man.
She pulled out your robe. Oh, I'm my dead. God. I'm dead. I okay, can't.
So for your entertainment.
So, yeah,
they're on
show
Thursday
out.
Nights, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Hilarious.
Right.
I got to watch it. Then my homies, y'all check that show out, too. That's
a good show. Tomorrow I'm doing the show. We raising money for Houston.
Okay.
So most of the comedians are from Texas. Dicey, Wiley Edwards, Nanette. And it's on Fairfax, y'all. So if you can come through 9 o'clock tomorrow night, Genghis Cohen on Fairfax. Just bring whatever. Bring a dollar. Shit, just contribute. Bring a canned good. You know what I'm saying? Nah.
Oh, no, I got some
good.
Of them.
No, we don't need
it. I'm like, for real?
No, it's just a donation thing. No, for real.
Where's it go to?
It's going to the people in Houston. I don't know. I didn't set up the thing, but no, they're gonna send it to the right people, like the people I know from. Because it's either gonna be King Karan them people who get it directly to them, or Trade the Truth them, you know. But the people who really send it to us, it ain't gonna be no Red Cross bullshit. So
yeah,
fuck with us. It's gonna be
because I'm like I never see the shit get delivered.
And then it's another show Monday. Oh yeah, the Cork. I'm doing Nico's show Monday.
Okay. So that's a good show. Good.
October 2nd, Monday at the Cork. La Tierra.
Yeah. And I'm with Slink this Thursday at the Ice House.
Ice House. Pasadena?
In Pasadena.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I'm going to pass your house if you want to go. I'll swoop you up.
Yeah. What day is it?
Thursday.
Yeah,
at like 9.
That's
my
busiest day. Oh. Hey, well, we got shit cooking, y'all, and
We've been writing. We've been doing stuff.
And if you guys want to send in advice letter to the ladies, you can send it at contact@morrismediastudios.com or hit them up on their social media.
Absolutely.
Yeah, send us y'all letters because we love to give y'all our expertise advice. And hopefully, you know, it will really help you to wake up.
And we got a new sponsor, guys. We start next week. We're going to welcome on Royal Blunts.
Royal Blunts is our sponsor in this. We out to the They sponsor
free blunts for everybody.
Free blunts for everybody. And they just went up. You see how God is? God, good.
See? God, know what? Right on
like
time.
These bitches going to go bankrupt.
I'm like, this bitch don't leave me hanging. We went right on time. Y'all, Royal Blunts is sponsoring us. So we finna be like pubbing the shit up out of Royal Blunts. We're going to have swishers. We're going to be saying.
Swishers? That's not Royal
No,
Blunts.
Smoke royally.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I'm so used to saying
we're not swishers. Fucking swishers no more.
We're not? Okay, yeah, Royal.
Death to swishers.
Well, bring us the Royal so you can impound it in my head like a song on the radio. You know what I'm
Royale.
Saying?
Royal. We only smoking that Royal.
Yeah, that presidential. Shout out to Royal Blunts, y'all, for sponsoring us. And,
That means we making money on our show.
Shut up! You're going on the show and you ain't volunteering. You know what I'm saying? Nah, okay. Oh, some washed up.
We messy. We don't get.
But we don't start.
We can't get beat up.
Mm-hmm. Who else you gonna be? Okay,
we done.
All right, we love y'all. Thanks for tuning in, y'all. I'm One Precious Comedy.
Kamira White. Love you guys.
See you in a week.
OG Poetess, we out.
Bad.